now we've got something very different. You've never been seen on stage before. And we have Steve Rapson, Hat Rat Gallagher, Cheryl Peralt, and we have Audrey Hughes. And it's going to be spoken word accompanied by music and interpreted dance to the spoken word. So get ready. There you go. A big hand for these guys.
Hello, everyone. All right, next Sunday evening, I'm very much looking forward to a feature over at Emerson Umbrella with Ellen as host, and it is a collaboration that evening with a number of friends performing, and that's what I like to do. And so I invite you all to join there. In this spirit of creativity and collaboration, I'm wearing a t-shirt tonight that I made with my friend Nancy Barton. Years ago, we put visual art with poetry, and they were called Poetic Antics t-shirts that we made a little business together. My friend passed away due to breast cancer about 4 years ago now, and I'm so glad I took that risk and did this business with her. And that's a little bit what this is about now. We're improvising, we're taking a little risk, and I'm really looking forward to Hat Rack and Steve and Audrey and us all talking about coffee. As a kid growing up, I used to watch my mother drink coffee cup after cup to help keep her up and awake because she always worked the late, late night shift. Well, I shied away from that foul-smelling drink because mother's coffee breath made me often shrink from her proximity. Or maybe it was just my adolescent sense of superiority, you know, like when you think nothing a parent can do is right, like even when they open their mouth to speak or breathe. So I swore that I would never be the type to drink that black, murky, filthy, dirty coffee. And later, when I had grown and left for college to be out on my own, oh, I'd study hard and stay up night until dawn, making sure to stay away from what enslaved my all-nighter college mates. And that was drinking that black, dark and strong, all foul and watery and smelling wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Tasting and smelling. Coffee. Can you say coffee? That's what I'm talking about. That's what Audrey is dancing about. Well, later on, I got married, and I had a few babies, and they'd often keep me awake night after night, making me crazy. But crazy or not, I'd hold on taut to my conviction, stick to my restriction, my abolition, my anti-volition to never, ever cave and drink a cup of that black, hot, hot, hit the spot. Say after me, coffee. Coffee. But I was so tired. In fact, one night I fell asleep standing up, changing my baby, making her stop crying, start laughing instead at me while I was suddenly supine on the floor, apparently afflicted by some type of parental narcolepsy. And I wonder now if it would have been better then to have just given in and go and grab myself even a thimble full of that black, just harvested from Colombia, rich roasted smell, put you under the daily routine drinking spell of... That's right, a little louder next time. Guess what comes next? The strange change of middle age. And lo and behold, one day I followed my nose over to the cafe and decided to give in and get my first mocha latte like a rite of life passage. And ever since then, I've been hooked each and every day on craving for coffee at the local cafe. Because I no longer refuse nor refrain. Instead, now I choose my coffee of the day. Maybe I'll get the grande latte, the non-fat venti, the ristretto, doppio, misto, macchiato, cappuccino, frappuccino, espresso, americano, and the heaven in a coffee cup, straight from Paris, France. Café au lait. Dance café au lait, Audrey! And they even have that black, bold, delicious, never tasting wrong, all dense, dark, smelling, strong, scrumptious, wondrous, marvelous, near Nirvana cup. Say it like you mean it's near Nirvana now. Very good. But wait, there's a little bit more. I've gotten a little older, Steve. So now that I am coffee enlightened, whenever I bring a cup to my lips, I can finally see as I savor each sip that maybe my mother wasn't so wrong after all. Because I see this world to now be a much more promising place where there are things that keep us thriving and alive with a smile on our face. Things like life, liberty, love and truth, and the universal caffeine-driven pursuit of, in your biggest coffee-drinking voices, everybody, coffee!
Whoa.
Gerald!
And Audrey!
Thank you, Audrey. Thank you.
That was great.
How about that? A big hand for Steve and Cheryl and Hatrack and Audrey. That was